The structural margins of the United States' most congested airspace have just hit a critical bottleneck. Today, Thursday, May 21, 2026, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is executing emergency stabilization maneuvers following the sudden discovery of an active LaGuardia Airport runway sinkhole 2026 event. Spotted during a routine daily morning airfield inspection near the edge of runway 422nd, the subterranean structural failure forced air traffic controllers to implement an immediate safety shutdown of the airstrip. Operating on a highly optimized, dual runway layout, the sudden loss of a primary runway has stripped the vital domestic transit hub of half its total operational capacity, triggering an immediate logistics crisis across the eastern seaboard. The 50% capacity squeeze at the Queens Hub LaGuardia's infrastructure leaves zero margin for geographic or operational variance. With the emergency runway 422nd's closure LGA order in full effect for heavy engineering evaluation, all commercial takeoffs and landings have been diverted to the airport's single remaining strip, runway 1331. The operational strain was immediately magnified by a line of intense, severe spring thunderstorms sweeping across the New York metropolitan region, forcing the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to implement strict traffic flow restrictions. This multi-layered crunch quickly expanded into deep logistical friction points, massive cancellation cascades. Flight tracking data shows over 400 combined arrivals and departures proactively canceled or delayed. Delta Airlines, which anchors its major domestic northeast hub out of LaGuardia and commands roughly 40% of the airport's total traffic, bore the brunt of the shock, resulting in extensive Delta Airlines flight cancellations LGA metrics with more than 90 individual itineraries completely axed. The regional airspace domino effect. Because the New York airspace corridor is the most tightly woven in the country, the capacity collapse at LGA quickly spilled over into neighboring hubs, triggering widespread northeast airspace aviation delays. The FAA was forced to restrict standard arrival routes over Long Island, triggering lengthy ground delay programs at both John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK, and Newark Liberty International Airport, EWR. The ground transportation squeeze, compounding the headache for corporate travel desks, alternative ground options vanished simultaneously. A fast-moving, massive brush fire along the railroad tracks in Secaucus, New Jersey, forced Amtrak to suspend regional rail services out of New York Penn Station, trapping travelers in a multimodal transit block just days ahead of the record-breaking Memorial Day holiday weekend. Measuring airfield flow efficiency, plain text operations model to help corporate analysts and aviation risk desks cleanly map the system drag into automated tracking platforms without encountering database formatting or script rendering conflicts. The airfield asset capacity penalty is computed using a direct plain text math formula. Airfield flow efficiency equals active runways divided by nominal runways times weather factor minus sum of lane weight times destination delay scaling index. To break down how this tracking framework evaluates real-time supply chain friction. Active runways. The number of physically available, safe runways currently in operation, statutorily locked at 1 due to the active airfield enclosure. Nominal runways. The standard baseline runway configuration required to maintain normal traffic flows, fixed at a baseline of 2. Weather factor. The meteorological attenuation coefficient, dynamically lowered from a perfect 1.0 down to a constrained 0.65 by active regional convective storm cells and reduced visibility parameters. Lane weight, the network weighting factor assigned to connected high-volume domestic transit corridors, e.g., LGAORD, LGAATL. Destination delay scaling index, the standardized arrival delay multiplier cascading outward to secondary domestic transit hubs. Whenever the efficiency index drops below a critical baseline coefficient, airlines are mathematically forced to discontinue regional short-haul commuter flights, sacrificing regional connectivity to preserve remaining open slots for larger mainline aircraft. The disruption matrix, May 21, 2026 flight statistics. The sudden structural layout shift disrupted arrival and departure flows across all carriers operating out of THL.